It's time for the Coaches Show as we visit with St. Lawrence University women's head hockey coach Chris Wells and your host Aaron Todd.
Welcome back to another edition of the Coaches Show with St. Lawrence women's hockey coach Chris Wells. I'm Aaron Todd. Wellsy, tough weekend last weekend, really tough league competition facing Quinnipiac and Princeton. Let's start off first talking about Quinnipiac. I know it was pretty even in terms of chances. They jumped out to a 2-0 lead. You weren't able to respond. They got a couple empty net goals. Talk a little bit about what you saw in that game and what you saw from Quinnipiac and from your team.
Yeah, actually still waited to respond to the first two goals that they had against us. They were in a position where they've been beaten down a little bit last couple weeks and felt like if we get off to a good start, we'd be in a good position to play against them. And we had two real good shifts to start the game, and they just kind of outworked us a little bit on their shift where they scored a goal, and then we had plenty of chances back and forth. I think it was a game that was relatively even, and we did enough probably to win the game. But I think in the long run, we didn't do enough where we should be winning the games, consistently down the road. So it was a good little eye-opener for us. We just got to work a little bit harder, and obviously against teams that we're going to be competing with for those home ice playoff spots, those are a big 2 points.
Can you talk a little bit about, obviously people who are familiar with the team know you are pretty aggressive with pulling the goalie. This was a scenario you're down 2-0, pulled the goalie with about 7.5 minutes left in the game. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but, sometimes people might wonder what the strategy is there with so much time left in the game. What's the decision-making process when you decide to pull the goalie with that much time left?
Yeah, well, I think my mom's the first one to wonder what's going on. She's the one that questions me right out of the chute. But, I just felt like we had kind of been in a little bit of a lull at that point of the game, and we had a nice matchup out on the ice. Their line was a little bit tired. They had an icing. We had the puck in their zone and felt like that might have been a nice time to strike and, get one on the board and make it 2-1. And then we probably would have played it straight up from then on in and see what would happen. But, just looking for a little spark. And, we had some kids who had been double shifting and, a little bit fatigued. So in that regard, I was kind of like, if we're going to do something, we kind of got to do it now. And if it happens, great. And then if it doesn't happen, we got to play Princeton and ride 3 hours on the bus the next night. So just kind of looking for maybe some finality of what might be happening for that game. So, got some other kids to get some shifts there the last five and a half minutes, and we're able to rest some of the kids who played a lot of minutes the next night. So nothing calculated, but just felt, that was a time if we were going to make any hay, that was it.
Next day against Princeton, one of the best first periods I think I've seen you guys play, minus the fact that you didn't get any goals on the board, but dominated Princeton 10-4 with shots on goal, tons of great scoring chances, especially on the power play. But unfortunately for you, Princeton came out of the gate in the second period with four quick goals and completely changed the nature of that game. Obviously you must have been pretty happy with the first period effort, and how do you counter an attack like Princeton when they've got such quick strike offense like they have?
Right. I mean, that was pretty much carbon copy of what the two playoff games were down there last year. We've had, that's three straight games where we've outplayed them in the first period and just haven't been able to get enough by Neatby to start to get some, success against them. And they've been able to, counter and get a little bit of a rest in between the first and second. And, the first goal was certainly something that I felt was still goalie interference, and I'm not quite sure anybody can convince me that it wasn't. And so that's a big turning point in the game, the first goal. But obviously to try to contain that top line is hard, and we did a very good job with what we were trying to do, and they had three chances and boom, the thing's in the back of the net. But their quick strike, and was real happy with the way we played. Felt like if we played with that, I think the things that we learned from Friday, we played with a little bit more desperation, certainly more aggressive in some areas. And I think as a team, still trying to find themselves a little bit, we found out what works for us. And some nights the puck's going to go in, some nights the puck's not going to go in. Another night we might win that Princeton game, 4-3, 3-2, And so certainly happy. As crazy as it sounds, you know, losing 5-0 and 6-2 on the road, we did get a lot out of that weekend, and hopefully it'll carry over to this weekend.
Speaking of this weekend, a great opportunity for you and your team this week. Obviously, all the students are on break, but we're hosting games over at SUNY Canton against Robert Morris. So talk a little bit about Robert Morris. They come into Canton with a six-game winning streak, certainly an opponent that is on a hot streak right now, and also a chance for you to and the team to spend some time here on campus without the pressure of classes and all those types of things and really be able to focus on the team.
Right. I guess I never really had the pressure of classes. I probably didn't go as much as I should have when I was here at school. But our kids do a great job here. You know, 3.45 grade point average last semester shows that they deserve some breaks here at Thanksgiving. And it's nice to be home where they can relax and do the things that college kids like to do on break. So it's been a productive week here, first couple of days. And obviously, see, Robert Morris has another top line that's been fantastic. They have Gephardt, who's second in the country in scoring, and Templeton and Boyle, Clarkson transfer, who's having a great year over there. We're going to have to contain that line. We get last change, so I think that'll help a little bit. They like to get the puck up top at the point and shoot. We'll just have to try to keep the puck along the boards as much as we can and try to strike quick and transition. I'm excited to see how we're going to respond, and already have been happy with the way the practice has gone this week after this past weekend. With a young team, you always want to keep growing, and we're certainly doing that this week. But this weekend gives us a good opportunity to play a quality team who's had some quality results. And then even in the games that they haven't won, Minnesota 4-3 overtime, tied Clarkson, lost to Clarkson in overtime. So quality team coming in, and it's their fifth and sixth consecutive game on the road. So, hopefully if we can get a jump on them, we can kind of keep the pedal down and keep it going.
Well, bound to be entertaining hockey this holiday weekend over at SUNY Canton's Roos House. St. Lawrence and Robert Morris playing on Friday at 3 p.m. and on Saturday at 1. Thanks for joining us, Wellesley.
You got it, AT. Thanks.
This has been the Coach's Show on your home for Skating Saints Hockey 95.3 The Wolf.